My name is Mike, and I'm the pastor here at Trinity. We're a new church, just over a year old, and what a joy it is to be here for what is just our second ever Christmas Eve together. The story we just read out of Luke chapter 2 points to a miracle of miracles. The Son of God, born to a virgin mother to live and die and rise again, that broken people might be made whole. And yet, Jesus is hardly even part of this story. Have you ever wondered why that is? In the story of Jesus' birth, he makes a little cameo at the end, and that's it. There's just a little bit about Jesus, and it seems like there's an awful lot about shepherds. So what's up with the shepherds? I've been thinking about that a lot this week and about what it says about God and his story that shepherds play such a major role. So many of the famous characters in the Bible were shepherds. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all shepherds. Moses in the Old Testament, a shepherd. King David, of David and Goliath fame, he was a shepherd. And here, on the night the world is changed for good, once again, we've got shepherds. I mean, listen to this. It says it right here. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. They're just minding their own business. Can you imagine with me just for a second? Pretend you're a shepherd 2,000 years ago. And you're outside of town. Bethlehem's not a large town, it's a little town. So you're out in the sticks, outside of a town, in the sticks, minding your business, in the middle of the night, watching your sheep, just as you're supposed to. Just like you do most every night. When suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled, the Bible says, with great fear. Can you imagine what that must have been like? One minute, you're sitting in the grass on a hillside, making sure that coyotes don't sneak off with your sheep and minding your own business, and then suddenly, from out of nowhere, bam, an angel showing up right there. No wonder they're alarmed. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you great news, good news of great joy that will be for all the people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Now, at this point, if I'm one of the shepherds, I'm looking over at my other shepherd buddies, then you hearing what I'm hearing? Because it seems crazy, doesn't it? I mean, an angel showing up in the middle of the night is crazy enough. But then the words that he speaks, an announcement that the Messiah had come. Even shepherds 2,000 years ago would have known what that meant. 2,000 years ago is a long time, to be sure, but in a lot of ways, the world wasn't so different than it is now. The world was still full of suffering, still full of heartache, still full of death. Broken relationships, all sorts of oppression and hurt. None of that is new. It was as real 2,000 years ago as it is today. The Bible calls it sin. But the shepherds, being Jewish, would have been familiar with the promise. This is the promise we just heard in song that the dancers were dancing to, right? The promise, yeah, the world is dark and it's full of hurt, but a day will come when God will send a Savior who would bring hope and healing and peace to a world that seems to have gone mad, who would rescue his people from the brokenness and the sickness of the world, who would offer true forgiveness of sins, and in doing so would make a way for people to go back to God. Oh, the shepherds, they would have been familiar with the prophecies and the promises. And while they might not have ever before been convinced that the prophecies or the promises were real or possible, here they are on a hillside outside of Bethlehem with an angel telling them it's true. The Savior has come. And then, at least this is how I imagine it. The shepherds are looking at each other with a look somewhere between wonder and hope and incredulity, like, is this really happening right now? When suddenly the sky is lit up, the Bible tells us. And now the one angel, terrifying and startling enough on its own, is joined by countless other angels all praising God together. The entire host of heaven affirming and celebrating the announcement. The Messiah has come. God is on the move. And then, just like that, gone. The sky is dark again. The night is quiet again. And in that moment, the shepherds have a decision to make. What on earth are we going to do with all of that? They must have been tempted, surely, to explain it away, to blame it on indigestion or lack of sleep. Surely it's all a dream. I mean, it's the middle of the night. Because even if it was all real, even if it might be possible that God sent his son to make a way out of darkness, to bring peace where there is no peace, to make it possible to truly know God, well then, why on earth is he letting us in on that news? We're just shepherds. Hardly important or influential by just about any measure. Out of everyone that God could have let in on this big announcement, he chooses the sheep herders. It's surprising and totally unmerited. They didn't do anything at all to earn being let in on that secret. They didn't even go looking for it. They're just minding their own business, taking care of their sheep. And God just shows up in their lives through an angel, totally unexpected. We have a word for that. The word is grace. God has a way of showing up in our lives in ways that are unexpected. And for people who don't deserve it, which, if we're honest, is all of us. And yet, God did let the sheep herders in on it. I love thinking about this moment, the moment after they've encountered the angels, but before they've decided to head to Bethlehem. When they're sitting there in their now quiet hillside in the middle of the night, wondering if what just happened was even real. It's the moment they have a choice to make. To explain it all away as a dream, to just carry on with their lives, pretend nothing happened because they're just shepherds. And what about the sheep? Can we really just leave them here? That doesn't seem responsible. And all of this can't really be true, could it? Only Luke tells us that the shepherds turn to one another. And they say something along the lines of, maybe we should just go check that out. This is faith. It's taking a step towards God, even when you're not sure what it might mean for you, or if it's even real at all, but taking a step anyway. And the shepherds do. And they meet Mary and Joseph and Jesus, They're all there just the way the angels told them. And the shepherds tell Mary and Joseph and Jesus their story, and then they go on their way, praising God. Shepherds whose names history doesn't even remember, nobody's, working out in the field in the middle of the night, they're the first ones to meet the Savior of the world, the one who would die for sins on a cross and then be raised from the dead to make eternal life possible. God chose them to be in his plan, the shepherds, not kings or the very religious or the influential, but shepherds sitting in the dark with their sheep. Look, I don't know where you are tonight when it comes to God. Maybe you're indifferent and you're just here because your mom really wanted to come. The laughs tell me it's true for some of you. Maybe you're indifferent, right? Maybe you're deeply skeptical. Maybe you've believed in the past, but it's been a while since it really made any sort of difference in your life. Or perhaps you've been beaten up by life and you're just weary. Maybe you've been burned. Or maybe things are going well for you. Maybe you believe. I don't know. But I do know that we've all got our own stories and our own baggage when it comes to faith. But I believe that God has a habit of showing up in people's lives, even and perhaps especially when we don't think we deserve it, or we're not sure what it might mean for us, what to even do with it. And I believe God does that in all sorts of surprising ways. I believe he still does that today, even as he did 2,000 years ago. And I believe he's still inviting us, just as he did the shepherds, to come and to meet Jesus. To come and meet the only one who can fix this mess of a world. The only one that can give our lives the purpose we yearn for or the love we so desperately crave. So here's the question I'd like to lead with tonight. What if this year, no matter where you are spiritually, you decided to respond like the shepherds to God's invitation with a, maybe we should just go have a look, see if this is all true. What if this year you started with a small step of faith towards Jesus? I wonder what you might find. I wonder who might find you. I wonder how your life might change. The shepherds responded that night with one small step of faith towards Jesus, and they met the little baby who would live and die on a cross and be raised from the dead to save the world. And what if the same could be true for you and for me this year? Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this Christmas season, the reminder it is that though the world seems dark and full of troubles, that you stepped into the darkness. You, the light of the world, stepped into the darkness so that we might know God. Oh, and God, I pray this year that you would give me, you would give us the faith of the shepherds. God, to take a small step towards you in the darkness, even if we're not sure what it means or where we're headed. Pray that you would do that in me, and that you would do that in us. And I pray these things through Jesus Christ. Amen.